Each summer, Lewis and Clark students and faculty engage in collaborative scientific research with the John Rogers Science Research Program. This summer, the Rogers Program is continuing to support Lewis and Clark's study on short-period eclipsing binary stars, a study that began in the late 1940s. I talked to Professor Stephen Tufte's research team about their research and its application.
I am Eric Douglas, and I am a physics major and going to be a senior next year.
I'm Dylan Stadler, also a physics major. I'll be graduating next year.
Can you explain your research to me?
So we're studying mainly eclipsing binary stars, and specifically a subset of those objects. They're called contact binaries. And these are two stars that are bound gravitationally, but they actually touch. And so if you were to be able to be close enough to see them, they'd sort of look like two connected teardrops. And because they're touching, what we mean by that is that they're exchanging mass. And this accelerates the evolution of the two component stars. So you actually are able to learn more about stellar evolution in general by observing this system, or contact binaries, than you had just observed a different system or single stars in general. So that's sort of the rationale behind why we're studying this particular set of objects. But the specific ones we choose are just based on, you know, what we can see, and that's sort of limited by the light pollution here on campus. One possibility that we didn't mention in our talks is that we're considering trying to detect exoplanets. So not only stars that are out there in the galaxy, but actual planets that are orbiting them. That's going to be a challenge, but we intend to look at one particular one that's going to be in our field of view.
And what exactly is an exoplanet?
It just means a planet that orbits a star that's not our sun. And most of these, at least the ones that we can detect, tend to be more like Jupiter in terms of size and temperature and composition.
So why is this research important?
Because we get to learn more about stars. And really, most of the stars out there are binary stars. And so the more we learn about binary stars, the more we learn about the universe in general.
So what are your day-to-day responsibilities in the program?
Well, if we have clear skies, we certainly want to take advantage of those, and so we'll do some observing. But most of the work we do is data reduction.
What are your favorite and least favorite aspects of the program?
Well, there's I can't think of really any complaints about the program. We have a lot of freedom to do what we want, which is really enjoyable. And we have some really nice equipment. We get to work with cool data. I guess my only complaint is that it's not clear here in Portland.
Well, sometimes I don't like coming in at 9 and staying till 4 in the morning to observe, but you know, it comes with the job description, so it's not that big of a deal.
So you guys really just come in when it's a clear night, you come in at 9 at night and just stay in the...
Whoa. So sometimes we'll switch off.
Do you bring your sleeping bags?
I usually will just stay up.
Yeah, a lot of what we do is automated, so that makes things a lot easier, but unfortunately, shutting down the telescope is not. So yeah, we have to be there at 4 in the morning if we've been observing.
That's real dedication. So what do you think you're taking away from this experience?
I've learned how people observe stars and how we really collect data from stars. I never really had thought about it before, I guess.
Well, it's been really educational, specifically in getting used to how to operate all this equipment, used to these new computer programs, and understand the science. And for me, astronomy research is one of the directions I might go, so obviously this experience is going to be invaluable. But also, you know, I've learned a lot of general things of learning what the standards are for sort of scientific publication and what it's really going to take to do a research project from start to finish.
And this is an unusual research project because it's been going on for how many years?
Like 30?
40, yeah. Quite a while.
How does it feel to be a part of something that long term?
Being part of this giant project is pretty cool. It's just like we're helping like build a giant building or something. And if we discover anything interesting about any of these stars, that'll be just part of the history of our project then. So that's exciting.
Plus, I think there's some security in what we're studying just because it has such a long history. And you know that you're not wasting your time on something that's not going to pan out.
Stars will always be there.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you very much.